Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joined today, two guests, Emily John, Curator of Education, and Evie Stewart, Director of the Masser Museum in Monroe. Ladies, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Looking forward to the 47th Annual Juried Competition. The exhibit getting underway next week, Evie.
That's right.
Big plans and a big show, I'm sure.
That's right. It opens to the public on Tuesday, and this Saturday we're having our members preview reception from 6 to 8. That's open to all members of the Twin City Art Foundation Masser Museum of Art, and also to all artists and their family, artists who are in the competition. And the juror will be in, and he'll be doing his gallery talk at 6:30.
Juror this year, David Houston. Give us a little background on David.
David is the chief curator at the Ogden Museum of Southern Art, and he's been there for several years. He previously, right before that, taught at Clemson. He also has a lot of experience with curating and other places, but he's been at the Ogden for some time now and does a really great job down there. And he did it's a tough job to be the juror for this competition. It's a big, a lot of entries, and really have to whittle it down. So he did a very nice job.
You have served as juror and as well as host of one of the juried competitions. Which is tougher? Which would you consider to be the tougher job, to put together everything and hosting?
I would say time-wise, it's a lot more work to put on the exhibition at the Masser. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work does go into the jury competition, because it's so many different artists and they're coming from so many different places. We had this year 500 entries from artists in 27 different states, and David selected 61 entries of artists in 16 different states. So we have these packages coming in from everywhere, and unpacking and putting the show together and putting it up. So, but it's definitely a tough job to look through them all and choose a small selection.
Share about the array of entries. I know there are several artists in Monroe, West Monroe, and the Ruston area, but I also see names of states, Massachusetts and Hawaii.
Right, Hawaii. I was very impressed with that one as well. Right, we do. It's a national competition, so we do a call nationally. We put it on a few different websites, and so we do have artists from all over. And what always impresses me so much is that when the juror makes his selections, he doesn't know who the artists are or where they're from. All he sees is an image and a title. And every year, they always choose a lot of people from our area, from Northeast Louisiana. So that's really says something to me about the quality of work and the artists, the caliber of artists that we have in this area.
The member preview will be happening Saturday night, correct?
That's right. This Saturday from 6 to 8, and David's gallery talk will be at 6:30.
Okay. Emily, as curator of education, lots of plans going on with the summer at the Masser Museum. Summer camps getting underway. Some of these are age specific. There is a fee involved in these. Give us a preview of some of the camps that are going to be taking place.
Sure. We have two different week-long camps. One is for ages 5 to 7, and one is for ages 8 to 11. And it's a week-long camp in the morning, so it's just a half day, but the students get a chance to try all different mediums, from painting, drawing, sculpture, collage, and just work on a variety of projects that take home with them at the end of the week.
With the young artists, that is for ages 8 to 11, I believe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they also, it's kind of just the next step from age 5 to 7, and they mm-hmm. get more into, different techniques and terminology in art. And then we also have three teen workshops.
Right, that kind of branch out there. What, 12 to 16, the ages on those?
Yeah, and they get a chance to kind of just come in for a couple hours in the afternoon and focus on, one project. So teens can come to all three or just one,
What do you hear from the teens or some of the kids that have participated in the past? What's their favorite part about participating in a summer camp?
I think they just like that they get to get their hands dirty and try a bunch of different things and just make stuff, and it's just nonstop, making things. But we try to keep it interesting and give them lots of variety.
As opposed to school, they don't have to worry about taking math or science afterwards. It's just something they enjoy and they're done. There is Jenny Ellerby has another class coming up, correct?
Yeah, and that's for adults. It's a digital photography workshop. It's been really popular, and it's a great class for beginners. She really goes over each individual person in the class is camera and gives them instruction on composition and just different elements in digital photography.
Speaking with Emily John, Curator of Education, and Evie Stewart, Director of the Mazur Museum. Evie, with the exhibit opening Tuesday, the 25th, of the juried competition, what is the process? When do they announce the actual ones that would be the winning entries?
That will actually be announced at the opening reception, the members and artists preview reception on Saturday. Oh, okay. The juror actually comes in and sees the work in person before choosing Best in Show and the other placements for the exhibition. And then even at that point, he still doesn't know who the people are. We don't put the labels on the wall until he just looks at the artwork and chooses from that. So he still, you know, does not know who the people are. And then people who come to the reception will have the signs up on the wall of who won, and then we'll do some kind of announcement to the public about that as well. And I also did want to mention that CenturyLink kindly sponsors our jury competition for us every year, and we are very grateful to them for that.
Mm-hmm. Any other events coming up this summer at the museum?
Well, still working on some further education opportunities. And I did want to say about this class with Jenny Ellerby, it's been hugely popular. You know, photography is becoming really popular. Everyone who's taken that class has really, really enjoyed it.
How would someone get in touch with you about participating in that class?
Our number is 329-2237, and you can speak with anyone at the museum about that, and we can sign you up.
And a website?
Mazurmuseum.org.
Looking forward to the members preview coming up Saturday. Great juried competition, and definitely excited about seeing the exhibit, which opens next Tuesday. Emily and Evie, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.